MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. New Mexico's Motor Vehicle Division will no longer issue or renew commercial driver's license or learner's permits to certain foreign-born drivers, according to a recent news release. The announcement late last week came about a week after the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration issued emergency interim rules seeking to crack down on what it says are immigrants illegally and unsafely driving semi-trailers on nationwide highways. The New Mexico MVD says its change complies with those interim rules. According to the New Mexico MVD, the division will only issue commercial licenses or permits to foreign nationals who have valid, unexpired foreign passports that have an I-94 form documenting their most recent entrance into the United States. That is also true for those with certain employment-based non-immigrant visas, namely the H-2A, H-2B, and E-2 visas, according to an updated form MVD published this month listing the documents required to receive a CDL. Department of Homeland Security Kristi Noem said last week the effort to build more than 100 miles of border wall on New Mexico's border with Mexico between Sunland Park to the eastern edge of the state's Boot Heel near Antelope Wells is in effect as of October 8th. The order waives requirements for the construction to follow some federal laws, similar to other waivers to speed up border wall construction projects in Arizona and other parts of New Mexico, including Mount Crystal Ray. And the Chavez County Sheriff's Office is warning businesses of a man using prop money in lieu of real cash. The Sheriff's Office posted photos online asking if anyone could tell the difference in the bills. Even though it resembles real money, the words replica or not legal tender can easily be seen on the bills. Deputies say to avoid becoming a victim of funny money, take the time to look closely at the bill or use a counterfeit bill detection pen. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.